When we first came here, both me and you said that, oh, we have somebody outside. And I've seen behaviors from you that differentiates, you know, it doesn't show that you have somebody, which is none of my fucking business. I took it personal because, like I said, it involves people that I'm close to. Calling them fish was quite personal to me. And I approached Cohen to say, are you okay with this girl calling you fish? Because it felt like you were playing around with people and it felt like you were not direct. But that wasn't even my concern because behaviors like that now make me look like this girl is not straightforward for me to even be cool with her. I'm just being real with you because I could easily ignore these things and I could just day my day. And that was one of the reasons why I took some things personal and I started showing some behavior, even if it's not directly. Or rather, I couldn't even stand talking to you for long. Because I'm like, you got to be a straightforward person because you seem like you are straightforward when you talk about things. But in a situation like this, felt like you're playing around with their feelings, you know. But I've spoken to Cohen, he said he doesn't mind. If people are just cool, he has no interest in you, blah, blah, blah. If people even decide to date, fully support it. But then seeing you with him, knowing the discussion I've had with Kola, where he has told me that he really likes you, but then again, you spend more time with the other Cohen. So I'm like, are you playing around with these people's feelings? And I don't like things like that. Like you said, it's not my business. But I have a habit of inheriting what does not concern me. And I promised myself, I even told me that as after this night, I will stop. But I'm just saying this because I don't want to hold it in my heart because it's not really a big issue. But I'm just talking to you because it makes it look like they corner corner.
Okay, so first of all, Chris, I genuinely do not care if we talk or we don't talk.
Good.
Genuinely from the bottom of my heart, I don't know you from anywhere.
Me too, I don't care, my sister.
Yeah, you don't know me from anywhere. So if I didn't even notice that there is like
it's your friend that called me. If not, no, I've called
you. I genuinely do not care. Okay, but what is not okay is you saying some things in front of people, saying, oh, she's in a relationship and she's not acting
like
this.
People?
How is it your business?
Which people?
It is not your business if I choose to act like I'm
in
a relationship.
I had a discussion.
Or I am not in a relationship. It is not your business. If you have an opinion about me, please hold it to yourself. We don't know anybody from this house. We're here to win money. I don't think there's a level of entitlement that is coming from you that is very...
Entitlement for what?
It is not okay.
You don't feed me in this house, Dede.
Outside or inside,
my major issue
you don't
because I feel like
feed
you're
me
very
as
selfish.
Well. 100%. I said it, and that is what I said with my audition, that I'm a selfish and self-centered person. And who I choose to be has nothing to do with you. So if you don't like me, stay 10 foot away from me. I genuinely do not care. So all this advocate of saying they're your boys, I don't care about who your boys is. If you have a problem with your boys, then please just sleep. That's who you are. That's why you get it, because that's who the fuck you are. So if you have a problem with me, sit the fuck out and stay away from me. That is why I don't care if you're engaged, if you're faking. Fuck up,
follow
so,
them.
Fuck
I'm going
up,
to fuck
so,
up. If you want to follow
age.
Boys.
I like your
you,
fucking age.
You get man outside, but they sleep for bed with other boys. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Get the fuck out. Nonsense, Ashao.
You don't even have a fucking problem with me. Like, what the fuck is wrong with this old fool?